Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Lee Branham. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lee's is keepingthepeople.com, right? Right, Lee? Keepingthepeople.com?
You got it.
And 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave is one of his books. The other one is called Re-Engage. They're available wherever books are sold. Lee, talk to us about some more of the tactics, some of the guerrilla tactics that we can use to help us find the right people to... The first thing I'm going to say, Lee, is folks, have a little more patience, show a little more discipline, be just a little bit more sophisticated. If you'll spend an extra 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks, trying to find the right people, the right person, if you'll spend just 2 extra weeks, I think you'll be amazed. Lee, I have tried to help people with this, and when I had my consulting company, and they say, "Hey, I've got this position I need to fill, and I've already got this prospect. I want you to interview him for me." I say, "Okay," and I'd interview him, and they say, "Well, I'm ready to hire him." I say, "Well, who else have you interviewed? Who else? What else do you know about what's out there?" "Oh, I don't know what else is out there. I want to hire him." I said, "Well, give me 2 weeks. Let me see if we can. Let me give you some other options." And they've done it. When they followed my advice and let me find them some other options, in 100% of the cases, they did not hire the first person they wanted to hire.
Yeah. Well, you've got your finger on the biggest mistake employers make, and that is, you know, hiring in too big a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, the best companies, the best places to work, one of the things they consistently do is when they've got a position open, they are willing to endure the discomfort of not filling that position until they've found the right person.
Mm-hmm.
They find other ways to get the job done until they find the right person, and they're willing to bear the whatever pain may be caused by not having that vacancy filled.
Folks, think about that. 100% of the time, they chose the person they heard about later than the first person they heard. That's shocking, even for me, even though I knew I was right, Lee, which I always am, right? Even though I knew I was right, it was that kind of person. I had no idea I was that right.
that's
a shocking percentage, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and, you know, there's so many ways to find candidates. There's so many community outreach techniques you can have. We've talked about going to colleges, you know, going to local Rotary clubs and things like that, and giving presentations, developing relationships with the Chamber of Commerce or the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, or sponsoring some kind of a presentation at the local Society for Human Resource Management. They allow companies to come in and sponsor their meetings, so you got a captive audience of about 80 human resources people. And you can come in and talk about the jobs that you have open, because they're always, you know, these HR people know a lot of people. And so there are all kinds of professional associations that would allow you to do that.
Well, and, you know, you were talking earlier about lining people up in advance, people who are, you know, graduate in school, or they're in an entry-level job, and they're not, you know, fully professionally employed yet, and you see some opportunity in them, and you say, "Hey, come to see me." I do that myself. I may not have a position. If I can find somebody that I think is that good, I'll tell my friends about them.
Even if they come to see me
and say, "Hey, Mr. Blasingame, I'd like that job you told me about." I say, "Well, you know what? I don't have an opening right now, but I'm going to send you to some other people because I want them to know about you."
Right. But there's so many referral sources. You know, we call these switchboard people, people that will switch you to the right person.
Right.
And, you know, military organizations. I mean, there's so many mm-hmm. veterans that are coming back, from active duty.
Yep.
That are ready to get into the job market. So link up with some of their military veterans organizations in your hometown, and get some referrals that way.
Right, absolutely. Hey Lee, I need your website one more time, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Can they find your 64 guerrilla tactics on your website? Where is that?
You know, I've just updated it. I've just added a few more techniques. I'd be willing to email it to people
okay.
who are interested.
All right, so if they go to your website, they can find your email address? Can contact you by email on your website?
That's correct,
okay,
yes.
So go there, folks. Ask for the 64 Guerrilla Tactics. Tell them you heard about it on my show, and Lee will send it to you. Thanks, Lee, for doing that. I appreciate it. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.